Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've got the NFL playoffs. It's a divisional weekend, two today, two tomorrow, after triple headers last Saturday and Sunday. Pretty well received. I think football fans loved having six football games over 2 days to watch. And Chris Thomason covers the Vikings all season long for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. And I'm sure Chris will be keeping an eye on the action this weekend. Chris, how you been?
Hey, doing well. I also always enjoy listening to you read the weather, as I did before that break. Your crew meteorologist at heart.
Yeah, well, you know, after doing it all these years, it's fun to do the weather, and I'm always looking for those mild days this time of year, and we've got a couple of them coming up this week and a couple of cold ones as well, Chris. Let's start with the playoffs. I brought up the triple header opening weekend. I want to get your thoughts. Do you think the expanded playoffs are here to stay?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think, like you said, the fans like the super wild card weekend, the triple headers, both days there were some good games. And it wasn't like the number seven teams that made it were embarrassments. I mean, the Colts were number seven, and they probably should have beaten number two Buffalo. And then, you know, the Bears obviously weren't as competitive against the Saints, but it wasn't embarrassing or anything like that. And the only losing team in the playoffs is Washington, but they would have made it anyway under the old format due to the horrendousness of that division. So, you know, it's definitely, I think, here to stay. And, I mean, who in the NFL is going to vote it out? I mean, you might be voting your own team out of the playoffs if you did.
Well, and not only that, Chris, it meets some of the goals that the NFL wants, and that's more meaningful games at the end of the year for television. That really is what drives it, and the networks had to be thrilled to be able to kind of split up six games over that wild card weekend.
Yeah, and it also means, you know, down the road that some people maybe thought the difference between the first and second seed wasn't huge. I know it would mean you'd have to go on the road in the championship game, but the difference between the first seed and the second seed is now much bigger, so those teams are going to be less inclined to rest their starters. But it'll be interesting, you know, after we get a 5 or 6 year sample, just to see how much of an advantage it is being the number one seed. If every year it seems like the number one seeds are in the Super Bowl or something along those lines. So that'll be interesting to observe, you know, related to buys in the future.
Yeah, what we did see in this 2020 season and the COVID-19 season was that there wasn't a ton of home field advantage. It certainly didn't pay dividends for the Minnesota Vikings. U.S. Bank Stadium to this season had been a big advantage, and you typically see that in the NFL, but not so much in the 2020 season because of no fans in the stands, or in some places very few fans in the stands.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I mean, the Vikings were probably better on the road this year than they were at home. I mean, record-wise, yeah, 4-4 on the road, 3-5 at home. And then you look at Pittsburgh the last weekend of the season, the regular season, they rest all their starters against Cleveland, not even really caring if they get to the number two seed, because going into that game, Buffalo's playing Miami, and Miami has something to play for. So you think, yeah, Miami could win that game, Pittsburgh could win theirs, and then that would give Pittsburgh the home field advantage potentially in the championship game. And I think if you had fans, that would have been a huge advantage. But I think Mike Tomlin said, you know, who cares where we play if there's hardly any fans or no fans. But, of course, that's all a moot point anyway, because the Steelers couldn't even take care of business in the first round.
Yeah, and that was astonishing. Of all the games opening weekend, I was doing something else and came back to that game. I had to get chores to keep a happy marriage done. I come back, it's 28 Rip Browns, and I'm literally, what just happened and what did I miss? And the Steelers, for a moment, made it interesting, made it look like they might be able to get back in the game, but the Browns pulled away. But that probably opening weekend, Chris, was the most astonishing result, that the Browns just went in there 28 rip first quarter over the Steelers.
Yeah, that was insane. And then, of course, yeah. Mike Prefer, the former Vikings special teams coach, is the acting coach. So probably when you realize the Steelers just gave him all the scores, you were probably thinking that Prefer was the greatest coaching genius ever or something.
Yeah. This weekend, we get to a divisional weekend. And you got Green Bay. They've been idle. They're at home. They take on the L.A. Rams. First game of the day coming up at 3:35 at Lambeau. For those of you that care, Green Bay favored by 7, the over-under 45 on the board right now. Chris, how do you see this Rams-Packers? Rams play very good defense, but at times this year, offensively, have looked terrible.
Yeah, I think the Packers will win, but I don't think it'll be a and I think if the Rams are to pull an upset, maybe this is a good environment for them in the cold weather, and maybe scoring won't be super high, and the defense can shut down, maybe not shut down, or at least, but at least slow down the Packers a little bit, while the Rams offense, as you know, isn't quite the same since Jared Goff has had that thumb injury, and hard to say how he's going to respond. So I would think the Packers will win it, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout or a score fest.
Aaron Rodgers has really bounced back. There was some talk that, well, maybe this is the beginning of the end for Aaron Rodgers, but he has had a tremendous 2020 season.
Yeah, so maybe the Vikings need to draft a quarterback in the first round and light even more of a fire under Kirk Cousins or something.
Yeah, Rodgers sure was good. Then what about Aaron Donald for the Rams? Is he the best defensive player in the NFL, in your opinion?
Yeah, I agree. We had our Pro Football Writers Association Defensive Player of the Year awards, and he was a no-brainer to vote for. I mean, the guy, he does it all. He's a run stopper. He piles up huge sack numbers at a position that you don't usually see super huge sack numbers. I mean, he's piling up sack numbers just as good as the top defensive end in the league. So, you know, he's an unbelievable player, there's no doubt.
Chris Thomason joining us, covers the Vikings and pro football for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. The nightcap tonight, this is an NBC game, Baltimore at Buffalo. Bills favored at home by 2.5, over under 49.5. Let's start with the Bills. They escape a wild card weekend with a victory, as you pointed out, against Indianapolis. Stephon Diggs had a monster day, and he has had a huge season in the move from Minnesota to Buffalo.
Yeah, that interesting game for Vikings fans and who you root for. You root for the Bills because of Stephon Diggs, thinking that, you know, he did give you the Minneapolis miracle, and perhaps all is forgotten on him wanting to be out. But then again, on the other side of the coin, if he is wearing a Super Bowl ring the first year after leaving Minnesota or something along those lines, Vikings fans may not be in love with that. And then on the other side of the coin, the Vikings actually have Baltimore's third-round pick. So the more the Ravens might win in the playoffs, the worse that pick gets. So that might lead some to root for Buffalo only to help that pick.
couple of young quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Buffalo, Lamar Jackson, finally got the playoff win. He was terrific in that Baltimore victory. A couple of runs by a quarterback, one early for a touchdown, and then one late to seal the victory for Baltimore. As good a run as I've ever seen a quarterback make in the NFL.
Yeah, there's no doubt right there. I mean, it's going to be a very interesting game. You got two quarterbacks who are able to run the ball, and like everybody else is coming into Ravens games, still, I think if the Bills can get a good lead in Lamar Jackson's first throw, that's definitely going to help them out. But I just think that the Ravens, you know, they had some difficulties with the COVID 19 stuff that probably cost them a couple of games, but this is still the team that last year was the number one seed in the league, and they certainly looked pretty good last week. And so I'm going to take the Ravens in this one.
All right, one follow-up on that Ravens, and I wanted to ask you about this. Jim Harbaugh has been at it a long time in Baltimore. Does he get enough credit for the coaching job he does year in and year out in Baltimore? He's had great players. We brought up Lamar Jackson, a lot of great defensive talent over the year. But Jim Harbaugh, in my opinion, doesn't get enough attention. What about you?
Well, you mean John Harbaugh.
Yeah, John Harbaugh. Yeah, Jim's at Michigan. Right. Does John get enough credit?
No, Jim's definitely – Jim might get too much credit.
You're right.
But, he's a mild-mannered guy, and he plays in not a huge media market, so – you might be able to say that he doesn't fully get his due, but he's won a Super Bowl, and if he can get a second, then you just go into another category. I mean, Sean Payton of New Orleans is kind of in the same category, and look at the Hall of Fame this year, to be a little bit of a tangent. Tom Flores probably will get in because the coach candidate always gets in. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but if Tom Flores gets in, it pretty much means that any coach who wins two Super Bowls is a Hall of Famer. So John can tack on another. Doesn't matter if he gets enough credit at all. He's a Hall of Famer. He might be one anyway one day.
Yeah, John Harbaugh at Baltimore, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. Still can't figure out the Jim Harbaugh at Michigan thing, but maybe for another conversation. Sunday, Browns, Chiefs, Cleveland, we already talked about them, how they jumped on Pittsburgh 28-0 and beat the Steelers at Heinz Field. But they have a very tall order going to Arrowhead, taking on the defending champ, Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes. This will be tough.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm sure Cleveland, they had a lot of emotional and adrenaline, and that kind of carried them into their first playoff win, and even though they did lead 28-0, as we had said, they're not to say they came close to blowing it, but it looked for a while as there was a chance they could blow it. So I think things will catch up with Cleveland, and Kansas City's going to want to come in and take care of business. They fell behind in all their playoff games last year, pretty much, and I think they're going to want to come out determined to put the hammer down. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's a lopsided Chiefs victory.
And then the late game tomorrow, a lot of intrigue. Tampa Bay, New Orleans, two future Hall of Famers, two of the all-time greats, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, go at it. The Saints have been able to take care of business in two meetings this season. This is the third. How do you see this one in the Superdome?
Yeah, I like the Saints in that game. I mean, people say it was hard to beat a team maybe three times, but the last time they beat them on the road was certainly pretty decisive. And the Buccaneers, they've been playing well of late, but in reality, I mean, who have they beaten? I was looking at their schedule the other day. They'd be one team the entire season that has a losing record, and that was an impressive win. That's when they pounded Green Bay 38-10. So, I think it'll be certainly a competitive game, but I definitely like the Saints at home. I mean, I think they're going to be very focused as they are in these playoffs as they were last weekend. They certainly know what it's been like to be unceremoniously booted out of the playoffs when they were favored in games in recent years, especially at home. So they'll be focused and they'll win.
Yeah, I've read a fair amount, and it's all speculation at this point, that this is probably the end of the line for Drew Brees. There's a lot of people thinking that no matter what happens this year, this is probably it, considering the rib injury and all the things Drew Brees has been through, that he might hang him up.
Yeah, I think I agree with you as well. I mean, he's still a top quarterback, but you can just kind of see he doesn't quite have the mustard on his passes, his deep passes that you used to see. You kind of saw that in the Vikings playoff game last year, where I know he had an injury-riddled season where he maybe didn't look quite like the same Drew Brees. And so, yeah, there's been some slippages, no doubt. But he's still, you know, up the echelon, easily top third of NFL quarterbacks. So I think he'll have a solid out of it.
Are you surprised how it's gone for Brady and the Bucs this year? I think the expectation was they put together a talented enough team to be in the playoffs, but it's kind of, for me, it looks like, wow, they've really caught lightning in a bottle here and could be a threat. I know the Saints are favored clearly at home, but it's a pretty remarkable turnaround for that franchise and bring in Brady and, you know, to be able to get where they've gotten it so far this season.
Well, that bye week really helped them before they faced the Vikings a month or so ago. That gave them a chance to kind of take a step back and regroup. And obviously they're integrating a lot of new parts, but they certainly did close the season well. But you have to ask yourself again, I mean, who did they play? They played a bunch of teams with losing records, and then they get a huge break in the first round of the playoffs. They go on the road, but a team with a losing record in Washington. So really the jury is still out. So obviously, you know, I don't think they'll embarrass themselves today. I think it'll be a solid close game, but I still like the Saints. I think the Buccaneers still have to prove it, that they can beat upper echelon teams.
All right. Well, always good to visit with you, Chris. Thanks.
All right. Really appreciate it.
There he is. Chris Thomason covers the Vikes for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. So you got two today, Green Bay hosting LA in the early game. Then tonight, Baltimore at Buffalo. Tomorrow, early Cleveland at Kansas City. And then you got Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.